The deadly price of choosing ignorance and cowardice in the face of tyranny is a question for all of us to consider. This is Dennis Peterson, and thanks for joining me today on Reclaiming Your Legacy. Mark Twain said, "It's easier to fool people than convince people they're being fooled." Germany's Nazi Führer of the Third Reich, Adolf Hitler, is famous for saying that if you tell masses of people a big enough lie and tell them often enough, they'll believe just about anything. Have you gotten just a bit tired of seeing lies promoted to guide public policies in our communities? Why don't more people have the guts to ask sincere questions and help all the sheep remove the real pandemic disguise of stupidity, propaganda, and deception? The Bible says, "Buy the truth and sell it not," also wisdom and instruction and understanding. When it comes to the ocean of ideas, have you noticed you can swallow lots of free junk that's passed out for free everywhere, but the truth will cost you if you want it, really want to know it? You're going to have to make an investment in yourself and your family for many years to come. Whatever you're investing your time and money into these days, you just might want to consider making some adjustments to your priorities, especially after reviewing the considerations of today's program. 1 year ago, we struggled with the question how to best deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. The choice was between adopting Dr. Fauci's flattening the curve strategy or following Dr. Newt Witkowski's medical advice and recommendation to get the old and fail people out of the way, get the kids in school, run your businesses, and carry on with life as usual. And in 4 to 6 weeks, the virus will have run its course and been eliminated by the only thing that kills such viruses, which is herd immunity. So what actually happened? Just like many people, and you too perhaps, I just received another emailed courtesy notification from a local business. This one was to let me know that they were opening a new branch of their credit union. At least they included at the end some common sense direction for people who've obviously suffered a poor health and safety education in their government-run schools. They wrote, "Please do not visit a branch if you've experienced any of the following in the last 14 days, a fever, difficulty breathing, a cough, or other cold symptoms. But when they make the thoroughly baseless recommendation that you shouldn't even come into their store if you've, quote, had contact with anyone suspected of having or confirmed as having COVID-19. Now, if you think about the absurdity of that recommendation, you can't help but wonder, how would any of us really know that for sure? And why would it be a problem anyway? It's common knowledge for anyone who's done just a little research that the scientific community has failed so far to prove that supposed asymptomatic carriers ever caused someone to get sick. That's why we naturally try to avoid being too close to obviously sick people." The email highlighted the company's safety measures, saying, "Our members and employees' safety is a top priority, which is why we have implemented these safety measures at all of our branches." Now stop. Wait a minute. I'm glad that local businesses are considerate of their customers' and employees' safety. In modern civilizations, that has come to be expected as a given. Most patrons of local shops would sympathize with a business owner keeping his workers safe. But if they're doing that, why are they insisting on personal actions that are actually contributing to their harm? If they were honestly concerned about the well-being of their people, shouldn't they advise those who enter their establishment to take actions that actually help rather than harm people? You could start with ideas like, if you're sick, stay home. If they wanted to be really helpful, why not offer their staff and their customers a list of proven preventatives, remedies, and local caregivers who can actually help people stay well and recover from illness rather than making them sick and contributing to their possible death? The next absurd statement on the notice says, "Members are strongly encouraged to wear a mask for the protection of our staff and members," and then they go on about social distancing with a 6-foot minimum distance. Now hold on. Who has evidence that cheap fiber or fabric masks protect anybody? Especially when it says right on the box that these masks are completely unable to prevent invisible airborne pathogens from spreading between people. Did you see the video recording demonstrations of people spraying canned aerosols right through the typical mask that everyone's being told to wear to keep from breathing germs on people? Anyone who does just a little research and asks honest, scientifically knowledgeable, and medical people about surgical masks will quickly learn that they do nothing to prevent contagious respiratory disease. In fact, studies for years have been confirmed by recent studies that masks actually cause a whole list of dangerous and serious negative outcomes. But the general public, who supposedly just want to know the facts, never gets to hear about it without being labeled as some kind of a truth-telling conspiracy theory wacko. If your doctor isn't willing to tell you the truth and the negative hazards of wearing a surgical mask, you need to walk away and refuse to argue with a person who supports a lie against humanity. That's right. It's strong, it's true, and it's desperately needed to be heard over and over again to alert confused sheep being led to the slaughter. Thomas Paine wrote, "To argue with a person who has renounced the use of reason is like administering medicine to the dead." Filmmaker Jeff Hayes sent a message recently that should open some eyes. He said, "If you're like me, you've wondered at least once where the established standard of 6-foot social distancing came from. Stickers on the floor everywhere showing where we should stand in line, desks at school spread apart, signs plastered all over the place reminding you to maintain distance, tables at restaurants have been removed or blocked off to ensure the proper social distance is adhered to. So a year later, do we know if all that has made any difference?" MIT put their brains to work to answer that very popular question. Their findings? In short, MIT professor Martin Z. Bezant, the lead researcher, put it this way. "The risk of being exposed to COVID-19 indoors is as great at 60 feet as it is at 6 feet, even when wearing a mask. There's no need for occupancy restrictions, and that mandates for distancing outdoors, including open-air parks and trails, makes almost no sense. Doing so with masks, it's kind of crazy." The MIT professor summed it up perfectly. "We need scientific information conveyed to the public in a way that is not just fear-mongering, but is actually based in analysis." On April 25th, 2021, HealthImpactNews.com published a bold article. "Urgent. 5 doctors agree that COVID-19 injections are bioweapons and discuss what to do about it." For this and all the other links that I refer to in today's program, I want to make sure that you go to the website at ReclaimYourLegacy.com and just look up the program notes for today's program. Many reports have surfaced in recent days about people who have chosen not to receive the experimental COVID-19 shots, but have suffered what appear to be infections coming from fully vaccinated people after being exposed to those people after they got the shot. This has been affecting mainly women. They've reported menstruation difficulties, heavy bleeding, miscarriages, and reduction of breast milk. The issues they discuss affect all of us in the U.S. and around the world right now. Every single one of these doctors have shown the clear evidence of what's been happening, that these shots are not vaccines, but bioweapons designed to kill human beings. I know that sounds shocking, but look it up. Read the details. There are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of articles, reports from serious medical professionals around the world that are declaring this kind of thing, but we're not hearing it in the media. So share this with as many people as you can. The links are right there on the website. Dr. Andrew Kaufman gives a short talk on "It Starts with Mandatory Masks." You can see it again at the link that's on the website for today's show. Here are just a few of his observations. "No scientific evidence shows that masks are useful in preventing any illness." Did you get that? "One study of influenza showed that using cloth masks produced a higher infection rate. Besides masks being ineffective in their supposed purpose, they are barriers to communication. The New England Journal of Medicine reported, "We know that wearing a mask outside healthcare facilities offers little, if any, protection from infection. In many cases, the desire for widespread masking is a reflexive reaction to anxiety over the pandemic." The more the public is conditioned to cooperate with each little step in a bigger program of conditioning, the more likely it is that they will go along with the next step. So the issue of masks is deeper because masks tend to keep people separated from each other. Not only do masks make conversation challenging for many, they prevent our ability to see and read facial expressions, a big part of meaningful communication. So they keep us apart, just like social distancing does. Masks increase risk of illness, proven by many scientific studies for multiple reasons, like decreasing the amount of oxygen in the blood. Nurses would be required to put a patient on supplemental oxygen supply if the patient's oxygen level dropped to the level commonly seen in those wearing a mask even for a few minutes. Because of oxygen insufficiency, masks are particularly unsafe for those doing manual physical labor. Now, why is there so much mystery and confusion in the public about the pandemic? Dr. Kaufman goes even further in detailing why there is no virus and there is no COVID-19. Here's why. Dr. Kaufman even says there is no pandemic. Now, there's a statement that's going to ruffle a lot of feathers. But before you allow your highly biased preconceptions, which have been vastly conditioned by years of propaganda, to overrule your ability to think critically, I suggest that you do yourself a big favor. Relax and try to follow the recipe of Psalm 37. Read it. You'll see the biblical prescription for what some call centering yourself. Here's the message. Refuse to get into an emotional fret over all the evil being perpetrated by people consumed by wicked schemes. Realize that soon, in just a matter of time, they'll disappear from the landscape just like the blades of grass you mowed off your lawn just days ago. Put your complete confidence, your faith, your trust in the Lord as you do the good actions that you're able to do. Prioritize your thoughts and plans by taking your honest enjoyment and delight from the presence of the Lord in your life by aiming to do the things that He puts in your heart to pursue. Decide to dedicate all your plans to Him. Patiently settle yourself down in His presence as you refuse to let irritation arise because of wicked people who are temporarily succeeding in their corrupt scams. And most importantly, don't let anger and irritability overcome you. Know that evildoers will be destroyed, and you'll not have to wait for the final judgment either. The humble people who are open to reason and willing to take the time to learn new things with the discernment the Lord gives are going to not only inherit the earth, but be delighted in overwhelming peace. Did you get that? Though the wicked people scheme their vile destruction against those who respect honest justice, the Lord will laugh at them in derision because He sees that their days are short and their justice is about to fall on them. I think we can all take heart and encouragement from that word. How many days of restlessness must we endure because we listen to hours of bad news being reported by corrupted mutilators of reality? When are we going to take 30 minutes and just recite, study, meditate on, and think carefully through the words of God's Bible in places like Psalm 37? Why not start doing it today? Now, when you listen to the discoveries of a patient learner like Dr. Kaufman, you'll be prepared to refresh your mental computer. You'll see things a lot differently, and believe it or not, you'll be able to arrive at a new place of honest humility that says, I was once blind, but now I see. And you might even find yourself saying, Father, have mercy on me, a sinner, with nothing good in the corrupted mind of my wayward heart. The most important takeaway from the excellent discussion with Dr. Kaufman is this. Do not submit to any diagnostic testing like the PCR test for COVID. Why not? The procedure immediately puts you in a global database to justify lockdowns and other tyrannical policies. The test is also very likely to cause you harm. If masks are supposedly effective at stopping the spread of superficial pathogenic viral particles that no one has ever isolated and seen, even under an electron microscope, then why would they have to stick a swab way up in the inner recesses of your nasal passage to try to get a little scrape of mucus tissue? Even if they are not intentionally delivering a microscopic molecule to somehow infect your brain, this procedure is completely unnecessary and useless in giving them the diagnostic results they're seeking. Who would ever have thought that the whole world could be so completely affected by a colossal deception? Whether one believes in the deception or not doesn't really matter. Every person is directly affected by the sham. And that's what makes this whole epic enchantment so challenging for all of us. Just think. Extremely powerful, influencing mountains of global human society are all distinct collaborators in the hoax. Financially powerful industries are just one of them. They include big oil, big pharmaceuticals, big consumer manufacturing, and big advertising that rides on the coattails of big tech. Then there's the mountain of what we usually call medicine or healthcare. This mountain starts with medical schools that are supported by big pharmaceutical companies. Of course, it includes the highly philosophically driven domain of medical associations and the highly profit-driven insurance industry, not to mention the hospitals and all the different businesses that contribute to them. It's easy for us to spot that all of these are guilty of being corrupted by the root of all evil, the love of money. But the biggest of all the mountains is the overarching domain of mass media communications. This is where it gets really interesting and really dark. And just like a little bit of leaven or yeast can rapidly be completely hidden in spreading to the whole lump of bread dough, so the poison of deception can permeate through the mass communications networks of the world very rapidly. Thousands of highly qualified medical doctors who care about their patients are right now working hard to help the general public know the truth about COVID-19 vaccines, specifically to help them realize that they are completely unnecessary, ineffective, and unsafe. If you know a friend who questions that, suggest that they watch the videos that we've been talking about here. You'll also want to see some of the vitally important links that are being banned by the deceivers of our day. Would you like a concise descriptive list of 10 medical facts about the COVID-19 experimental vaccines? You can download the PDF for these details at the link that's on the website for today's show. Here is just a list of the main points without the details. They're not acting like vaccines according to the common definition of a vaccine. The experimental vaccine only lessens symptoms. You don't need to be vaccinated if you already have contracted COVID-19. The experimental vaccine uses new technology never before used in a vaccine. The vaccine may make you sicker than if you hadn't taken it, especially the elderly. Inflammation at the placenta of pregnant women who receive the vaccine have been reported and cautioned if you desire to have future pregnancies. There are effective, safe, affordable prevention and treatment medications for COVID-19 without taking a vaccine. Deaths due to COVID-19 simply do not justify the use of any experimental vaccine. The known risks of vaccines can be serious. The experimental vaccines should be compared to other therapeutic medications to accurately determine their risk versus benefit. As most of us understand by now, the pandemic was planned with the sole purpose of submitting humanity to a new world order of unprecedented tyrannical control by the super-rich elite. If you haven't seen the evidence for this yet, then I strongly encourage you to first read the in-depth report and find out all the undeniable evidence of how the pandemic is the smokescreen for implementing a new level of totalitarian control. The link is again right on our website for today's program at stopworldcontrol.com/full. During this pandemic, something very dangerous is happening. People are seeing how suddenly free speech can vanish from planet Earth. Only the narrative that is pushed by the big media is allowed in big public spaces. It's what the Nazis used to do. It's what happens in communist China. It's what the USSR was known for. But it's not what the free world is used to. It's tragic that people suffer from the vaccines, but let's be honest. The amount of information warning the world about these vaccines is overwhelmingly immense. It's indeed a conscious choice of many people to deny all this wisdom and voluntarily harm or kill themselves. The Bible speaks about how wisdom stands on the corners of the streets shouting to the people, warning them. But they prefer foolishness instead of wisdom. And as a result, they walk into their own doom. It's a basic reality in this life. When we reject sound wisdom, we end up in destruction. Only wisdom keeps us safe. God himself is that wisdom. Don't think for a minute that he's about to let all that he has accomplished to expand his kingdom be destroyed. Neither the will of the devil, nor the stupidity of humanity to destroy everything can ever overcome the intercessory prayer of Jesus Christ at the right hand of the Father right now. The Bible declares what we must also declare. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. He who speaks truth declares righteousness, but a false witness, deceit. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. Did you get that? Who and where is your dwelling place? Are you making that your determined purpose today? Think what God's people were told when Jeremiah prophesied that they were going into captivity. He said, "Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will have welfare. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope." But don't miss the rest of his promise. It's the best part. Jeremiah says, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." That's all in Jeremiah 29. Read some behind-the-scenes developments of what God is doing in the world today. He's leading his people to a major turnaround through all the epidemic of fear, deception, and confusion that is attempting to control the world. And that's why I want you to go to that website, stopworldcontrol.com. A group of physicians called America's Frontline Doctors, maybe you heard about them, they gave a national press conference, and they declared the media has been lying to you about COVID-19. The video of their press conference was viewed by over 20 million people in one day, and then it was quickly removed from Facebook and YouTube. Their entire website was even taken down, but they've rebuilt a phenomenal, very packed information-based website at americasfrontlinedoctors.org. The Bible says, "Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man that the righteous should not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live because he took warning. Also, you will have delivered your own soul." That's in Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 21. We're in this together, and thanks for your prayers as we work to help our listeners in our area to discover the resources to help us all in this war. Visit ReclaimYourLegacy.com and see the radio archive to find today's episode and previous episodes, and share them with your friends. And when you're at the website, if the Holy Spirit impresses you to help us stay on this channel, we truly need your financial support and appreciate whatever he enables you to do. There's a place on the website that you can select different ways to donate. Let me know if you've been helped by these resources. It's all about each of us doing our little parts to the glory of our risen King, to Jesus. To him be all the praise. This is Dennis Peterson. I'm so glad you were able to join me today for Reclaiming Your Legacy.